What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is going to be a quick one. As you guys probably know, MGTOW TV was down for a couple of hours. Apparently, our enemies are back, but this time around, they're being a little bit smarter. In the past, when they do a DDoS attack on our server, it basically shuts down the whole server, and therefore, the server is pretty much not getting any data from outside until the DDoS attack goes away. So what they're doing right now is that they are systematically trying not to have the server get overloaded, but they're actually trying to cause our databases to overload and thus become corrupted. Now, once our database gets corrupted, all of our data is pretty much permanently lost. Now, we do have sysadmins. I've been doing this stuff since 1987. We have taken all the proper precautions, but not going to tell you exactly what it is because I'm 100% certain our enemies are listening to this video. So, what's happening, guys, is that they're getting desperate, okay? I'm coming up with Manosphere.tv. A lot of people from YouTube who are getting banned and shadow banned, like Better Bachelor, are coming over to Manosphere.tv. Coach Craig Adams is over there. So what's happening is that as more and more people get oppressed on YouTube, they're going to come over to my platform. As you guys know, I have MGTOW.tv and Manosphere.tv. They're both software-wise identical. It's just that not a lot of people out there want to be associated with MGTOW for obvious reasons. So this is why I have Manosphere.tv. So what's happening is that as the truth comes out and our enemies can no longer suppress it because people are putting one and one together, they need to take us down in any way they possibly can. A couple of days ago, I did a post on YouTube because you guys already know I put all my stuff here on MGTOW TV first, and I really don't put much videos up on YouTube. In fact, I actually had to delete a bunch of videos on YouTube recently because they were monetized and then they were demonetized, which pretty much means somebody turned them in. So it's only a matter of time before I get a strike on them. So pretty much any demonetized video on YouTube, I just delete it because I know it's only a matter of time before somebody gives me a strike on it for whatever retarded reason. And this is quite frankly why I don't put stuff up on YouTube that much anyway to begin with. So I put up a community post on YouTube a couple of days ago. In Sweden, they are already planting implanting microchips in people's hands as a COVID tracker. That way it has all their medical information on it for COVID, when they took their last shot, did they come in contact with anybody else who might have had COVID, so they can go into quarantine. You know, that way the authorities can keep track of them. And again, they have implanted over 6,000 microchips in Sweden, and they want to make this go global. So, you know, I put that up on my community post, and even the people who are like, oh, those conspiracy theory guys, they're all crazy, they're mentally ill, they're wearing the tinfoil, even these guys are now saying, holy shit, those conspiracy theory guys from, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago are right. So what happened is that this initially was a video on YouTube, and the video was from all places, the South China Post, which is a Chinese-run newspaper, because again, the Chinese, the Zionist, Biden, they're all in on it, guys. Things on the outside, you know, you think America and China are enemies, but really they're not. They're all working under the Zionist umbrella. Let me turn off the car. I don't want to keep the engine running for no reason. I mean, this is an old car, can probably heat up or do something dumb. But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys is that once the normies wake up and they realize people like me have been telling the truth for, you know, a couple of decades. As you guys know, I personally knew Omar Mateen, the Orlando shooter. Okay, I personally knew him. We went to the same mosque in Fort Pierce. We went to the same high school, Martin County High School. I know his family, his father, Sadiq Mateen. We all know he's an FBI informant. We all knew that back in the 80s, as far back as 1988, 89. So I put a post on YouTube in addition to the link, telling you, hey, you remember when we told you the government wants to track you with a microchip? Yeah. So I also told them, you guys want to know other conspiracy theories? 9/11 was an inside job, as we all should know by now. I mean, look, guys, if you still believe 9/11 was committed by low IQ Arabs who learned how to take off and not land, and they did that in a freaking 172 Cessna, which is a go-kart with wings, if you really still believe 9/11 was done by Arabs, I have a bridge in Key West. It's 7 miles long. Give me $1 million in cash, okay? And I'm going to give you the deed to a 7 mile bridge in Key West. It's going to be all yours, okay? Just go there, stand there with a baseball bat and tell people, hey, if you're going to cross this bridge, you're going to owe me $1. I'll see what's going to happen to you. So 9/11 obviously is an inside job. We all should know that by now. ISIS, you know, ISIS, the beheading stuff. ISIS stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Services. I've said that to you guys before, but I made it public on YouTube. And I also, at the same time, I told them that Omar Mateen is alive and well. His family is a hell of a lot richer than they ever were. And they own homes in Turkey. So obviously, Omar Mateen was a CIA asset, just like his father is an FBI informant. So go figure. So apparently the Zionists, they just don't like it when I spread the truth around, especially now that people are waking up. You know, once the it's not me and you have to worry about, okay? I've known the truth since 2013, okay? You guys saw my video on Kickstarter where I pretty much told you all this was gonna happen. I didn't give you exact details because you have to remember, you know, when you're working with CIA, you're working with Mossad, you know, half of it is like, is this shit real or are we just doing a freaking movie, you know? But my Kickstarter, you know what, I'm gonna link my Kickstarter campaign. I actually had to shut down my Kickstarter campaign back in 2013 because I actually received death threats and shit like that, because the name of the Kickstarter was Sharia Law for America. I was actually going to sit down, write a book about this stuff. Would have been good if I wrote a book about this stuff. That way we'd have actually more information to work off of. But anyway, it is what it is. But I had to cancel that Kickstarter because everybody was like, oh, you're a Muslim terrorist, you're a conspiracy theorist. Obviously, I've been proven true. As you guys saw with your own eyes, MGTOW TV was taken down before. We took care of it. Now they're becoming a little bit smarter. Again, I'm not going to tell you what we're doing exactly to mitigate all these risks, because again, our enemies are probably going to be watching this anyway. So the point I want to tell you guys, the bottom line here is that it's not me you have to worry about. It's actually not you you have to worry about. You see, when the normies are about 85, you know, according to TFM, 85% of all people out there are blue-pilled. So once the 85% of people out there actually wake up and realize, oh my God, Amr Mitwali, other conspiracy theorists were right all along. And just to let you guys know, in the media they say COVID this, COVID that. They never ever say coronavirus, because coronavirus is where the common cold and the flu comes from. COVID stands for Certificate of Vaccination ID. Now, I'm not the one who came up with it. Other people have come up with it. You know, ISIS same thing, other people who are higher up on the food chain than I am. Because as you guys know, I was just a lowly actor working with CIA and Mossad. And again, I never worked with them officially, even though I was propositioned by the CIA to work for them as a translator in Iraq. But I told them no, because I thought I was going to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, which actually saved my ass. Because, you know, the only difference between me, Amr Mitwalli, and Umar Mateen is that Umar Mateen went down the rabbit hole. I did not. It was dumb luck. But this just goes to show you, you know, God can save whoever he wants, and he can misguide whoever he wants. So not to make this video super long for you guys, I know it's a holiday for a lot of you people out there. Coincidentally, a lot of, you know, the Zionists, they probably said to themselves, you know what, it's Christmas Day, people are probably vacationing. The computer people are probably not going to be home until, you know, Monday, Tuesday. So they figured they can actually trash the site before anybody can do anything. But again, I've been doing this crap since 1987. I'm only 40. I'm going to be 41 in a couple of weeks. So don't think that I'm like fucking 60, 70 years old, because I've been doing this crap since 87. But the point here that I want to get to you guys is that do expect bad things to happen in the future, not just overall. Hyperinflation is gonna happen, probably a big war with China and Russia is gonna happen, and even more close personal to us, do expect MGTOW TV or Manosphere.tv or any other of my platforms to go down. But trust and believe that I'm working behind the scenes to make sure that we mitigate the issues. Again, without going into further details, because again, our enemy is going to be watching this, and I don't want to give them the technical details on what we're doing to not have them permanently kick us off the internet, to say the least. So guys, the conspiracy theorists were right. Zionist, Mossad, the deep state, you know, the whole deep state works under Zionism. Joe Biden, he's not in charge of America. George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg. I know a lot of you guys are gonna say, Amr, Mark Zuckerberg is like fucking 30 some years old. Listen, Mark Zuckerberg is way more influential than any damn politician out there. So do expect bad things to happen. Do expect a lot of attacks on us. Right now, Kevin Samuels and Fit and Fresh, they actually made the Manosphere popular, and the Zionists, they don't want people to know about the Manosphere, because the Manosphere pretty much wakes people up to what's going on, especially when it comes to women. So eventually, guys, all the Manosphere in general, MGTOW in particular, all we are doing is that we are putting people on steroids. We are fast-tracking people to know the truth. You guys have to remember, you know, when you guys finally realize that 9/11 was an inside job, when you guys finally realize that COVID is a hoax, when you finally realize that ISIS was a big Hollywood production, I'm gonna be at the finish line saying, gee, you guys finally made it, huh? So once the normies realize that, that's when the really bad things. In fact, I think Terrence Pop refers to it as the two-way rifle range. So 2022, guys, is gonna be a interesting year. And again, in the Chinese proverb, when they say, may you live an interesting time, that's a nice way of saying bad things are gonna happen. So that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care, peace.